Blog Talk Radio.
Well, nobody came. It was 7 minutes late. I'm sitting out here for 7:30, and I'm gonna get off.
I didn't see you because you were the only one on there. Wait a minute. Can you hear me? Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you? Okay. You're the only one on here. I've been sitting up here. I said, Lord, it's 7:30. I'm just going, but I'm just going to tell you what I told you earlier. Bishop is the bishop over. Come on, honey. Celestine? You want some?
Yeah.
Come in. I'm in a meeting, but you can come in.
It's okay.
This is brand.
Okay.
You can fit it.
Okay, thank you. Oh, it's two more people over here. I don't know. Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank and praise the Lord for each one of you that come on. I didn't know if you all had been on. I was 5 minutes late because I had some guests to come in at 7 o'clock and I had to get them situated, but I'm on here now. I just thank and praise the Lord. I'm going to try to take a few notes because I know Apostle Shallow did it last time. We're not going to stay on long. I just wanted to bring everyone on to Bishop, I think it's Bible study night. So I don't think he can be on tonight. So I'm going to just let everybody know that he is the bishop over this ministry or with this ministry. And he was going to try to come on, but, yeah, thank you. Okay, I didn't know you were out here. Amen. Just wanted everyone to know that he was the bishop over the ministry, and I want everybody to respect him as that. You know, everyone will get to meet him in person here real soon. Even Prophetess Brown. Because I know he's going to come in here soon. But who's on what zone? Oh, who is this talking to? Church on Block Talk. Some people texting me now about it. So just let me pray right quick because it seems like I'm trying to get some bottle of this everybody just came up in here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you now, God, for just coming together, Lord. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Lord, I ask you to bless this first church meeting of 2023. I'm asking you now, God, to touch each and every one of our hearts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you, God, to give us some sound suggestions and sound talk. Somebody got some noise in the background, so mute yourself. If you can mute yourself. So I can mute it for you if you can't do it. Amen. Yep, so, Father, we just thank you now for each one that's to the meeting tonight, Lord. Just bless them, Lord, and give us a direction, God, that you would want us to go in the name of Jesus. Let us have some blessed suggestions and let us just come together to merge with each other in unity, God. Bless our church, our ministry. Bless apostles and Apostle Ed Deans and Deborah Deans and Bishop. Bless each one of our prophets, God. We just thank you tonight. We praise you. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. So let it be. So this meeting started at around about 7:10, church meeting of 2023 with the opening prayer.
And the first thing on the agenda was to make known that Bishop Davis was the bishop of this ministry. The first thing is to, let me write, I'm writing down as I see it. The End Time Men and Women of War, Life Support, Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry. And so we made it official. We talked about it. And he would have been here, but he's doing Bible class in South Carolina. And so we just wanted to let everybody know that he's officially a bishop over the ministries. I'm not talking about the new churches that's coming up. Then we want to talk about, I just want to talk a little bit, or all of us talk about the ad books. Now, I got about five people myself that want to buy ads. We need to get the money in at least by the second week in February. At least by the second week in February, money should be in by the second week. I'm over here talking to this computer. Lord, how much is the phone is right here. The second week of February. We need everybody on board with these ad books. We got to do this. Now, everybody go out. Everybody have people they deal with and friends and stuff. They can buy ad. If it ain't but $5, we need to get the book filled up. So, you know, I'm calling people. I'm everybody on that live is going to buy an ad out of the book. So if you know anybody else, any of you all, you can ask them. I want all of my grandchildren to get an ad. Self-journey, I'll get her ad. Mm-hmm. So anybody got any suggestions with these ad books? I know Prophet's calling at work. She probably can't talk.
No, I'm not at work. The only suggestion that I had was basically some of the stuff that you said, Apostle. Start with your warm group. Your friends and your family, and people who mm-hmm. you know that have businesses. And don't forget that we have the, I think you call them like patron ads, where let's say just a person wanted to put their name or their family name. And mm-hmm. the only other thing I could say is that each one of us could probably also contribute to put an ad in, either for yourself or your family, for your business, or something like that.
That's a good idea. But I know it starts with us first, with our families and stuff. We can ask them to put, that's why I'm going to ask every one of my grandchildren if they don't put but a $5 ad. Because it's not just for the business, but I know, it's just to congratulate me. It's my first holy convocation, and I want to keep the book, and you all probably want to keep one too. Anybody else got any suggestions? We got seven people on the line. Okay, I guess we'll move on from the
air. I'm sorry. Suggestions about what, Apostle?
Oh, who is this?
Right.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know you was on here about ad books. We got, for the Holy Convocation in March, we're going to have ad books. And that's to, like, put your business in there, like, beauty, a barbershop, $25, $50, and $100. You know, and some of, like, the little kids can, or anybody can put a congratulations in there for maybe $5 or $10. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, just congratulating to your name and stuff like that. But we need to get some ads. Everybody should be responsible for at least 10 ads apiece, all of us. But I am going to ask every one of them women on that live broadcast to get an ad. I'm going to personally. Mhm. What it is, and you know, you can. That's how you get people to come to your, you know, to support your business and to advertise your business, your company, whatever you're doing, your church. You tell them about your church, can put one in there. A lot of people, you know, and I ain't saying we got to go out here and just try to get people big. People, we on big. Y'all know that. But I think each one of us should be responsible for at least 10 ads. What do y'all say about that? Am I crunching too hard?
I agree to, you know, that's why I said, you know, it's just giving money, you know, and then, or just working hard on getting ads, and then whatever that we don't get, you know, as far as the 10 ads go, then just put the money up if we can, if we are able.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm just trying to figure it out because, you know, I have these things, and we do this every year, but it's costing money this year. It's like $2,800 just for the room, and I ain't, you know. And we're a church, you know what I'm saying? We're a church family. And I think, you know, the church should front most of it. And so that's I don't have a lot of people give offerings and tithes. So I try and do the best I can with it by myself. And so that's what's taking me down. But God ain't going to let me stay down because I'm doing what he would have me to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And I know when everybody be able to give money, they will. I know that.
I got a question.
But.
I'm just trying to understand the ad part. I've heard, you know, of churches doing this or whatever. And I've never was a part of it. I've just always given money for an ad, but I never even received the book. So my question is, to the people that receive or give or even place an ad, do they receive a book? Because if
they
can like
receive
your papers,
a book, yes,
I had 10. But okay, but that's what I'm saying. So even to the ones that receive $5 ads will receive a book, or is it just for $25, $50, and $100?
Well, yeah, I was going. I mean, I'm going to try to get 100 books made.
So I've never seen one in black and white, but that thing I think mentioned to you, I've always seen them in color, but the ones that just put their name, just basically saying that we patronize, you know what I'm saying, whatever you got going on, well, we really congratulate you. They didn't receive a book. Because the book, for one, costs too much. And I guess at the time,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know if it was back then, which it was all colored, ain't no telling how much, you get what I'm saying, you paying now. But if you just doing it by yourself and, you know what I'm saying, doing black and white, is it going to be two separate books? For the ones that
you, no, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm going to do one book. We're going to take it to the print shop across the street from us, and we're going to get them printed out.
So is it going to be, is it going to be, do it have a sleeve on it? What is it going to be, a staple? You get what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, is it going to have the coils in it?
They're going to show us the cheapest. We're not trying to get the cheapest one. We're going to get a reasonable one. See, the fact is, for the convocation, it's a lot of stuff we have to get. I got to rent a B3 organ and a speaker to it. You know, we got to do a lot of things because there's different people coming from out of state, and we want everything to be nice. Everything. So we doing a whole lot. So that would help me, whatever.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Was you going to do the colored one, or was you going to do?
You get
what I'm saying? Because
I wanted to be. But you know, I can do half color, half one, black and white.
I don't know if you. That's what I was getting at. For the ones who really just want to see it, but don't have the money or funds for the color, they could have a black and white and have a kind of glimpse of who all in the book. You get what I'm saying? Some people don't, you know, necessarily receive one, because I've never had one, but I've always given to other people, you know what I'm saying? But I've never received the ad book. Even when I gave $25, $50, I never received the ad book. And I've seen them, like in Mount Pan or whatever, but I've never really received one myself, just, you know, per se. But just trying to, you know, throw some out there so, you know, I get some ideas to be thrown around or whatever. Just in case you go and the color is just way too much. You know what I'm saying? Then you could possibly have a colored printer yourself. It may be even cheaper to do that, too.
Well, we got to be able to put them together. You know, I don't think I've ever made an ad book before. I don't even know how it goes. But
can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I was on the Souvenir Book Committee years and years ago, and that was a long time ago before things were digital. And the church that I was at, we actually made the books. And so, and I'm not sure in reference to the question that Prophetess McKinney was asking about, like, who would get the book? Because the book is, it costs to make the book. And we don't know yet what the breakdown is, you know, per book. But I'm not thinking in my mind that if the book, let's say, cost us $5, I don't know how much it's going to cost us to make a book. But does that mean that the person who spent a $25 ad or the person who just put their name in it, I don't think that warrants them just to get a book because they put their a patron name for $5. Then we don't make anything off the book. So I think it has to be a place where we come to those who do get the book, the $100 ad, maybe the $50 ad. I'm not sure if the $25 ad is going to be feasible. I'm not sure, and I'm saying that because we have to look at cost and what it costs to make each book. Now, in-house, when we were making the books ourselves, we had a machine, and we binded the books. But I'm not sure how Apostle was saying about taking them, I think you said, to Zip. And, we really have to sit down and talk to them to see actually how much is it going to cost per book. And then from there, we should be able to determine, you know, which patrons, if you spent a $25 or your $50, I would definitely think that at least a $100 ad should be able to get a book. Because it doesn't make sense to give a book and we're not making money off the book.
See, that's what I'm basically saying. So with the booklet, it's different from you buying a patron or ad. You get what I'm saying? Now, if you wanted a book, that's why I never received a book, because I never bought a book. See, the book was like $10 or $15 by itself. So I gave a patron $5 or $25, but if I wanted that book, it would be $15. Why? Because people putting coupons in there, 10% off, 25% off. If you get that booklet, you can bring that ad to our business, and then you could
then I will take that ad and give you 25% off or $10 off. So that's why I was saying that's why it always been in color, because it costs per booklet, but it also costs the whoever is purchasing a booklet. So you're not only selling ads or patrons, but you are selling the booklet itself. So once you do get that booklet and everybody buy an ad and put it in there, then the booklet is what costs. Did you get what I'm saying? So if, just say, McKinney, let's just say J&J Landscaping, or McKinney Holland even, because it's a McKinney Holland out there. My nephew got it. And let's just say they get a $100 ad. Well, them $100 ads automatically get a booklet. Them $50 ads, not sure, but they should automatically get a booklet.
Yeah.
The 25 and the below don't. And I think that's all I had given to those churches, and I never got one. Now, if I wanted to purchase or wanted so much off of, let's just say, Robin's Ice Cream, then I get 10% off. Well, I can go buy that booklet. Why? Because I'm going to Aldi after that, or and I'm going to, let's just say, Shay Mac Beauty after that, and she offering a 10% off. You know what I'm saying? So you can put, they could actually, businesses could actually warrant their percentages in there. They could have a deal, you know, for their business in there. Let's just say a lot of people don't know that, let's just say a lot of people don't know that J&J have a cleaning company. Well, so if they do, then we can start by putting an ad in there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the first building or place or home is 10% off. You get what I'm saying? So that's just – and I'm just saying all of this to kind of help the sale of people and the idea of how I'm going to call somebody and get them to get an ad or to purchase an ad or to buy an ad or – you know, to even give money, because if that's the case, you can just say donate, because most people don't like to give anything. Don't like to buy or purchase from church facilities. They just like to give because they don't feel church. You know, you're going to run into all of that. You're going to run into people that are going to have something to say about a church. You're going to be argumentative with them. Even though you're doing it for a cause and it's greatly appreciated, but you got to be up on it, because you're going to run into somebody that's not going to make your day and you ain't going to know how to handle the situation. So I think that's why a lot of people don't like dealing with it, because it don't, you know what I'm saying, benefit them mentally and spiritually in doing ads. You get what I'm saying? So you got to prepare yourself. And I mean, cover whatever you do and say, and put on your whole armor, because you're going to need it, because you're asking for somebody hard-earned money, even though it's spiritual.
Right.
But, you know, they go, so I done heard all kind of stuff. Oh, well, they done had a church building fund for all these years, and they ain't never built no church. And so I'm just throwing this out there, so people, you know what I'm saying, they're going to have something to say. But you have to always stay spiritual-minded. Even if you close your eyes for 5 seconds, keep your eyes on the prize is what I'm trying to say. Because it's going to be people out there that's going to be so discouraging, but you got to know you're doing this not for you, but it's for the kingdom of God. So I don't know how they turned into this, what I'm saying, but, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, elevate the situation to a different outlook. On a positive note, that's it. So that's all I wanted to kind of, you know, kind of throw in there so we could all be mindful.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. That was good, because if we get some people to put some ads in the book, it would, like, discounts and stuff like that, that would be a blessing to the businesses, you know.
Yeah, that should be your pitch, especially if you're going into a business like a beauty spot or somebody. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? They know. You know what I'm saying? If you just stop by a couple of places, and that could be the selling the ad, because you're just selling an ad, but you're doing it for the purposes of funding a convocation program, something that, you know, you have to explain because you got to know the meaning behind it because I don't. You get what I'm saying? But you got to know the whole full meaning behind it if you're trying to sell anything. So you want to have that type of attitude to know what you're talking about because you might run into a pastor or a preacher. You don't even know who they are, and they might be like, what and who, and you want me to do what? Because people want to know where their money going. You know, times is hard and rough. So they want to know where their money going. So you just want to keep, you know, the positive going and know what you're talking about. So just in case you run into somebody with some negativity and you can cast it on down.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to set up now, Mama. I'm going to set up.
It's good. It's a good thing because I hadn't even thought about that, but we can go to different businesses. Really know a lot of businesses here, but I can still go into some and see if they're willing. The girl down there, what I deal with down the street, think it's something sassy slick, but she won't be in to Saturday, and she opens Saturday and Sunday or something like that. I could stop in there and see if she'll put an ad. I see if, you know, Berkeley, Coney Island, these people that I know will put an ad in the book, you know, and maybe he can put a discount or something like that in the book. Or she, you know, to make them want to come and purchase some from their business. I know what you're talking about. So, yep. Any more suggestions with the ad book?
I do. I just thought of something, and I mean, this is just something else to think about. Like, okay, say for instance, the Illinois people, we just here in Illinois, but like say for instance, we know some St. Louis people that deal in St. Louis, you know, because we might be over there going to the doctor, whatever the case may be. You may ask them about an ad. So I was thinking in the ad book, would you have the city separated or would you just put everything in there as a whole? You get what I'm saying? Like red pages?
No, I would.
Let's just say.
No, well, I don't know. I might
so
do that.
So they won't.
Yeah, we might
think
that. Because it's going to be, see, here's something here in Michigan, too. See.
Right. So that's what I was just, you know, because when people look at the ad, they like, oh, my God, it's one in Illinois? They call them, and then they be calling to Michigan. Like, well, this is a Michigan number.
Right.
They say they still may be in Illinois. So, you know, that's why I'm saying have them all separately based on the states or the cities or the states and the cities. You get what I'm saying? Within the pages or whatever, too. And that's just a thought.
Yeah, but that's a good thought. You know, it's a good thought because to know when, and they might want to know because, like you said, they're not gonna know what everybody is. So it's a good thing to do that. It's a good thing to do that. I'm going downstairs. I need to get on that big computer just in case somebody else want to call in. but yeah, we need to separate them by state. Any more suggestions?
Trying to keep up with what we're talking about.
And that's a good property is called, and don't let me forget to tell to ask them that when we go to the printer, because I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
So, and one more thing, let me see. I want to know how do everyone feel about me staying on the broadcast now. We are
it's time for us to pay again. It's $500 a month. And I'm trying to see how, what do we think about that on the radio broadcast? I mean,
so where else would you go? Facebook?
Well, I'm already on Facebook.
So,
but you know, I was doing both of them at the same time. I'm doing
both
of them
at the same time. Don't do the broadcast.
Huh?
And you're not talking about the Blog Talk Radio where we are now, right?
No, 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 no. I'm talking about the radio station down of Detroit radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Trying to see if we should, if I should keep it going, or should I just let it go? Get some suggestions.
I don't think you need to be doing it once a month. I think you need to be doing it once a quarter. 3 times a year, maybe. Get what I'm saying, just to keep it up. But as far as per month, that's if you're trying to do what we're trying to do now, and you know, the funds is already limited with what you're trying to do in at the convocation. I think right now that money could be utilized elsewhere. But, I mean, that's just me.
My thought is that at some point, and I understand what Apostle is saying about the financial part of it, but I'm looking at also WCHD warrants us 100,000 viewers, 100,000 listeners. And we just kind of got started with it. You know, so at some point, I think it's a good idea for whatever interims that you want to do it, I think it's a good idea to leave that door open, because everybody can't get in onto the radio. So we did find a place where we could, you know, it's a little steep in the price for us, you know, and that's what I think. But I don't think it's something that we should just cast away because of the viewership. And because of the relationship. And we never know what door is going to open up from being down at that station, or what God is going to do, or whatever. We should just be at the right place at the right time. So I think it's something that is, I think it's a good idea, and mainly because of the viewership, because we are here in the Detroit area, and because we're trying to get exposure. And that's just one way, and I'm not saying that's just the all answer, but I think it's something that we should consider. You know, we may not be able to consider it now. You know, I just think it's the door that we should leave open.
Okay. So what I'll do then, I'll talk to Jay, and I'll see, and we write it down. I'm going to talk to him about the radio broadcaster. Because what Bishop was saying was, in March, when we get ready to advertise for the Holy Convocation, or February, we're going to have to pay the $500 to stay on weekly and the $500 to advertise or more. And so he was saying that some of us should leave it, we should try to hold on to the open door. But and what I'm going to do is ask Jay, can I do it? How much would it cost me to do it every 2 weeks? Just to hold on to that space and see if he could do that for right now. Because what we're doing now, you know, we got church starts and try to get things done with that, and we got the Holy Convocation. So if he can allow me, I'm going to talk to him probably tonight or tomorrow. Just go ahead on and see what he says. And if not, I'll try to get the money up. But we got a lot we doing. I'm getting no tithes and offerings. So I need help. I really do. I need help. I mean, I can keep charging them on the card, but that's going to play out at the while. it's going to play out. And I don't mind doing it ever for the ministry, just ever, but I want to be able to do it wisely, in a wise way. If I can keep that spot doing it every 2 weeks, I could pay that. That's just a $250. You know what I'm saying? And then when it's time for us to start for them to advertise in February, you know, that's $500. That's $500 for 10 times. I don't think it's 10 times. I forgot how many times it was, but I don't know. I don't know. And it's going to be $500 a month just for that. So I could do it in February and the portion of March and like that, and then we'll go forward. But these ad books don't help and play a big part. So it's time for us to do it, and we want the ad books turn in the second week in February so they'll have time to place all the ads in the book. You know, they'll have time to work, and by the second week of March, they should be finished because we're going to need them the third week. And I'm telling you, I was thinking like 100 books. That's what I was thinking. And so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to start asking people. I got about 10 people, 5 or 10 people now. Mm-hmm, that I have already asked, but I'm going to continually to ask. And like I said, there's many people that's on the live broadcast. I'm going to ask them, each one of them, I'm going to ask. Mm-hmm. They can put some kind of ad in the book. They can put some kind of ad in it. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's the but the radio broadcast is what I'm going to do. I don't want that, like Prophet Brown said, we don't want that door to close. Let me see what else.
Apostle, can you talk about a form of payment for the ad book? When we get the ad, the form of payment?
You know, I don't really know because some people might have checks. Some people may have cash. I don't know. So we need to, we'll probably try to get into Zelle. Is it Zelle? And we don't have PayPal, but I don't know if we can take checks or not. I don't know if it would be feasible for us to take checks. I don't really know, but if you trust the person, you can take a check if you think it's good. Mm-hmm. That would be good, the checks. Then they can do cash out straight to the ministry. Mm-hmm. They can do that. What else? Just those two. The checks, regular money, cash, and we don't really want to handle that cash, but if we have to, we will. Mm-hmm. And everybody will be responsible. If each one of us be responsible for 10 people, and I ask every woman that's on that line to get an ad, we should be good. But like Prophetess McKinney was saying, if I can go out or if I can call around and to some different businesses, black-owned businesses, any kind, I don't care what kind of business, we can get, that would be good. That would be good. So,
when would you say it's due?
We need to have the ad books by the second week in February because the convocation is the third week of March. That'll give us 30 days, give them 30 days. But but we got to get on it now because if we asking people to get ads and give us for it and put a 10% off if you get this ad. If you buy ad in this book, you'll get 10% off of this or 10%, you know, that we're going to get a lot of business then. It'll be good. And I don't care where, and then I would like to know what state that they from. So, like Prophetess McKinney said, we can put a section for Illinois, Missouri, Michigan, the Carolinas, they just slipped my mind. I got some more people in different places, like Georgia. You know, all the women that's on there, they from different places. They from different states. So, you know, we're gonna have to do different states. That's all I know. I don't know.
So, Apostle, if one person is responsible for 10, how much would that be?
But you know what? I don't know. You know, because the ads are $25, $50, $75. Some, mm-hmm. What you call those ads, Prophetess Brown, what you said, $5 or $10 for just a name or something like that. Yeah.
And I just want to chime in. So the $100 ads or the full page ads. So they consist of a company that want to list a full page, and that's their ad. You know what I'm saying, with the full page. The $50 ad is consist of the half a page. So somebody else would have the other half, whether it's the top page or the bottom page of them, their business.
Yeah.
And the $25 would have a fourth of the page. And three others, or you would have one other $25 and a $50 ad on that page, that single page. And then you would also have like the $10 ads. They are all listed mainly in the back of the page or in the front of the page with the $5 ad. And it would just say the name. Not sure, you know, what you all wanted to do, but I just wanted to kind of,
Okay.
Now, what I was thinking is mainly people like to hear figures. So, for example, like you said, you would like, you know, everyone to contribute to at least 10 to bump you up to your goal. So, like, if you say 10, you, like, put a figure behind it. So you choose one, you know, something reasonable, and you would say, okay, well, if you do 10 had, you know, you can contribute this amount. We'll just break it down easier.
Okay. Well, I'll try to come up with something. Yeah. I understand what you're saying because like Prophetess Sally was saying, if they can get the ad signed and the ones that they can't get, then they're responsible for it. But if you can get an ad, let somebody else be responsible and then you can put your money with it, however. So
do we have a goal set for the ad books, like a specific amount that we want to reach, and how many people will be working on getting ads? So roughly 5 people, 10 people, like, do we have a solid number and then the goal amount of money that we want to make?
I hadn't put a thing on it. I have to think about that. We're going to discuss that at the next meeting.
So how many meetings do you want to have until we start asking?
Huh?
How many meetings?
What you say?
Are we gonna? How many meetings?
We're gonna have a meeting on Monday. We supposed to have a meeting on Monday.
So when are we going to start? And we only got a month away asking for
right.
these aids. You mean you get what I'm saying?
Ooh, what is going on? Well,
so what I was thinking, like, so have a goal set for $100. How many $100 ads do we want to get as a whole? So we're going to say we want to get 10 $100 ads. It's just an estimate. And then so we want to get 10 $100 ads. Then we want to get 20 $50 ads. You know, just like kind of set a number, and then we start knocking it out as we go. So, for example, me, I'll take 10 ads. I'll try to get 10 ads, so maybe two $100 ads, you know, four $50 ads, you know, like that, and kind of just set some goals, and then we go and do what we can do, see what we can do, and go from there.
You mean $100 worth of ads? Is that what you see?
I
do
see
you
what
understand?
Prophet Statler is saying. No, she's saying, like, she's saying, like, give us a goal, like an individual goal. Like, each person, let's say, try to get two $100 ads, try to get four $50 ads, and try to get, you know, two or three $25 ads. I just calculated 10 $25 ads is $250. That's a lowball
right.
number. So,
right.
and I get what she's saying, like, just give us some projection.
As a whole, as the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, we want to get 20$100 ads.
Mm-hmm.
And then break that up between everybody. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so then for $50 ads, how many do we want to get as a whole? Okay, then break that up. I'm saying if we set a goal.
Mm-hmm.
On how many $100 ads we want, we looking at.
Yeah.
How many $50 ads we want to go for.
Hello?
And kind of get organized that way. Because I can say, I'll get you 10 ads, and then they $25 ads.
Mm-hmm.
When that's $250, I'm done with it.
Okay. I should say, may I interject? This is Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I get where everybody's coming from. So basically, in a sense, grace and peace from God our Father to everyone. In a sense, what you're basically saying is that if we have a major, like if we have, let's say if we set a big number, okay, would that suit instead of just setting individual numbers, but if we set a conglomerate big number, let's say if we just want to raise $5,000. Let's just say if that's the goal. Okay? It could be 2,100, but if we can reach over the top of the goal, then guess what? We're setting ourselves up where everything's already paid for and then anything extra, but then we're also setting the goal where we're going to launch that extra for next year, if that makes sense. So then we can set a bigger goal, if that makes sense. If we don't spend all of the finances in this one, if that makes sense. Anybody with me? Everybody quiet.
Makes sense. Makes sense. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I want to put some numbers
right,
out
so
there
about,
and let's go for it.
Okay. Well, how about I believe in wealth, and I believe that God has brung us wealth. Listen, I don't know if y'all been experiencing this, but some of us been going through some hell already. And the year just got started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. We've been experiencing some hell, okay? Just not to put my business out there, but I just lost my mother, okay, a few days ago, this week, all right? Other things are going on all at the same time. We all got personal issues. But what I'm saying is this holy convocation is bigger than us. It's a God move. It's a God thing. And I don't know where this strength is coming from. I could be in somebody's arms right now crying out and going, just going crazy about to take out the last bit of hair I got on my head. But because of the power of God that's upon us, I believe we can get this done in a timely manner. In other words, $5,000 is a small amount of money. That's not a big amount.
Right.
So if how about we just reach the 5,000 mark? Because I believe we can do it. I believe we're going to reach over 5,000. Let me just say that if I'm able to. I believe we can reach that because guess what? This is going towards the services, but then there's going to be people going to come in and they're going to give too at the services.
Mm-hmm.
We're not begging to give. See, that's where my mind at. I'm looking beyond. I don't know who it was, but they said give me a big number, give me something we can work towards. So I think 5,000 would be a great number that we can work towards, and that we can have that. And then guess what? We can reach our goal. And now guess what? Everybody, if you're able, if your faith saying, hey, listen, I can only reach 250, guess what? We ain't going to be mad that you just got 250. If that's all you can do, that's what the best you can do. But for
that's
those
right.
of you that's speaking like me and that can bring $1,000 in, that can bring $500 in, I believe we can reach 500 before March.
You mean 5,000
before March. Yeah, excuse me. I believe we can reach 5,000 before March. Can I
so
just get 10 people just to say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
What
amen.
Y'all
think? Amen.
So
basically, we're going to 5,000. So that's 2,000
too small. We're going to reach this.
Yeah, I know. So that's on paper is what I'm saying. And so we're going to try to reach the impossible, in a sense.
Well, that's impossible.
Right.
I said 25,000. I'm not saying that's impossible, but, you know, that's out there.
Yeah, and let me just say something, too. I just think that the reason why Minister Sattler was just basically trying to come up with a number because, you know, just theoretically speaking, a lot of us, and I'm just, you know, speaking because I'm the one that's one of us, you know, we have to have a goal set in our mind, you know, because if we just going, you know, with as a whole, this is what we're trying to do. But individually, I think she was really trying to individualize it so we could work towards that, so we could say, hey, I need to go ask her, but I got to, you know, get this. Or it really encourages us, hey, don't just ask for this 25. Hey, well, if you ain't got that, just get this 25, and it'll be okay. Because some people, they'll give you the but they got that $100 all day. But it's just the encouragement, that little thing inside of you, to make people want to give more. And some will give more than $100. It's just what you set your mouth to ask them for. You know,
amen.
Anything above that 100 is basically a donation. So I think that Minister Sattler was basically trying to say that it really encourages us if we have it broken down into individualization, give us some kind of some to head towards, like the 10 people or the 10, you know what I'm saying, like 10 ads or whatever the case may be. And in my mind, I got to get 10 ads. Now, I could be all $5, but it's just that easy to get the $5. I got 10 people in my family, 9, that I can even pay $5 for. So I ain't putting no effort. But if it's, you know, $50, $100, it's going to require some Jesus in you to act, because that's what it's going to take dealing with people, just human in general, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he was just basically trying to, you know, individualize that amount, like how many per person. And I may be wrong, and I mean, she can correct me if I'm wrong.
I wanted to do it as a whole, you know, like, again, starting off
as a whole, okay, we want $2,100 ads. This is our goal. We want $50 ads. I'm just, you know, this is our goal.
Right.
And then after we get our goal, then, okay, me, myself, okay, I got to get $500 ads. I got to get $10, $50 ads or whatever, a $5, $50 ads or whatever. But if it's, if we got a holistic picture on how many ads that we're going to go after as a whole, not individual, but as a whole, and then break it out individually, then we'll have something to cross off. Okay, Mimi, she got $500 ads. Bam, that's five of the 20 ads, $100 ads that we want. So knocking it off like that and setting our goals, I think, will be beneficial and more organized in how we'll be able to set up the ad book and having a number in mind. Okay, so and to estimate on how much the ad book's going to cost, you know, how big the ad book is going to be, because we've already kind of, you know, estimated on how many ads we were going to get. And so once we do that, and then everybody, then we break off individually. Okay, we're going to get $2,100 ads. Okay, so four. So we need five people to get four $100 ads. Now we got to get 10 ads each. Okay, so we got five people to get, you know, and just break it down like that, and then let's work for it. I say let's start working on the $100 ads, or if we want to start working on the $25 ads, I say let's start working on, you know, knocking off each one of them at a time. You know, go for the big one first, and then let's go from there.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to do mine. I'm going to go for the big one first.
I think it's easier if we start with a base first. We got to find what's the budget for the ad book.
Yes.
I think that's the number one thing to speak with whoever going to publish it and find out what's the cost. And then from there we can divide, and then that's our goal, the cost.
Okay.
And then we can decide. So, whenever we're advertising to someone and asking for a contribution, then we're going to work 5, 25, 150. Our goal is to get something. So we're going to let them know all that's available. So we're not going to only sell 100 or a 50. We're going to work everything. So if they cannot give the 100, give something.
Yes.
Right.
What I was looking at, an elder of Sadler?
No, it's Sadler.
Yeah, that's Rainey talking now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Prophet
Rainey.
Rainey
was talking, but before there was Sadler, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Good. I heard what she said, because basically she kind of just mimicked what you said as well. Now, this is what I looked at. I like crunching numbers, and I looked at this. I love how you said to go for the big number. You know what I'm saying? So anytime people sell you anything, or if you're selling something, even though you may have a price, you always start with the highest bid. You never start with the smallest bid. It's just business. That's just what we've been thrown through for a long time. Now, this is what I was thinking, what the Lord just showed me. Well, my spirit, I'd rather say that. My spirit showed me was that it takes 10 people to give $50 to get 500. Okay? And then it takes, well, I'll say the 500, 10 people, 500, it's 5,000. Okay? So, in other words, if we're all collectively getting something involved, and I like when she said she's going for the 100. She's going straight for the 100. Okay? So that's a blessing by itself. So if we can, let's just say 50 people, 10 people giving 50. 10 people giving 50. That's already 500. We're already halfway to our mark. Well, not halfway, but y'all get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get more people to give, And like, and I like what the sister prophet had just said before, because she's also saying if they can't give, right, if they can't give that amount, they can still sow a seed. Don't ask for a donation. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
ask for a seed, or just sow a seed. You know what I mean? So, you know, I love it. I love this. This is good here, that the participation is what's going to really bless us and bring us together. So, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, a lot of this is on Apostle or myself or Prophetess Brown. Prophetess Sadler has really been helping. So if anybody would love to be a part of this committee, because this is going to have to be a committee to get this done, please speak up. Say something if you don't mind giving your time, because that means that y'all going to have to have another conversation concerning this, just to make sure that, because somebody's going to have to take the name, the addresses, you know what I'm saying, all of these accounts. Somebody's going to have to take the accountability to be over that site. Apostle can't do it, I can't do it, if that makes sense.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, I'm talking to his church. Okay. Yeah. So if anybody would like, and please don't rush all and, you know, and say, I'll do it, I'll do it. Don't rush all and say it all at one time. Don't say it all at once.
So essentially, Bishop, you're asking for a person to, like, head up the,
yes,
the committee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. If don't nobody else wants to do it. I'll do it if nobody else wants to do it.
Now who's speaking?
Prophet Brown.
Okay, now you got a lot on your plate too, Prophet. So
I know,
you good,
but I'm just saying, if nobody else want to do it, I mean, I'll do it.
Okay,
as far
how about
as
this?
The organization of it, as far as, you know, I think what you're saying is, you know, like every ad that we have to keep track of it, especially those.
That's correct.
Patriots who are committing to a $100 ad. We want to make sure that we have their information. They might be out of town, that we may be able to, after the convocation is over, to mail out a booklet to them, you know, a different
That's
thing
correct.
Like that.
That's
but
correct.
But if somebody else would want to do it, somebody else
well,
wants to
is,
do it, then.
Well, no, this is what I was going to say, Prophetess. If you're a head spirit, will someone at least be delegated to assist her on doing it, which means when she's not available, because sometimes she works at night, so it's a lot on her, and then she helps Apostle a lot of times, and then, you know, she has to work at night, so, you know, trying to get that sleep, trying to do is just take some of the weight off. So would anybody would don't mind just at this minute?
This is Sattler speaking, and it's just keeping the names of who's given. I don't mind helping. That's not hard to me. It's just keeping it an Excel document, name, address, business, amount, and the date.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not hard to add. And we could go back and forth with the email, with the spreadsheet, and continue to add names or whatever. We just have to make sure that that information is turned in to one of us, and we just add it. That's not hard to do.
Oh, okay. You know what? I appreciate it. I thank God for you, because that's really going to bless us, because these committees are ministries. These are gifts of ministries, what we call auxiliaries, okay? So now we have, so that we know who's a part of, you know, the finance committee, and we're probably gonna have to name it something else, but they are part of the, you know what I'm saying, they're dealing with the finances, but they're also dealing with this committee, you know, with the I don't want to call it the wrong name, not the booklets, but the
ad.
What do they call it? The ad
souvenir
book.
The souvenir book.
The souvenir. I like that. We can call it a souvenir book. Okay? So, you know, somebody just write it down so that we'll know you know what I mean, that we have that committee now with Prophetess Brown and also Prophetess Sadler. And I finally got her name right. I'm so happy.
And we need a design for the cover of our book also. We need someone to design something very nice cover.
Well, Prophetess and Prophetess Sadler, y'all are committed. So y'all...
Well, I was just putting it out there.
We're going to get together.
I'm not a designer.
That's what I was trying to figure out. What were we doing? It's Prophetess Brown.
Now you know.
You got to ask questions. I said just make the spreadsheet. Then it is something else got added. But
No. Don't worry. We got design people. We're going to help. But I'm just saying. You know what I mean? That's your committee.
Ma'am? Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure you was on there. Don't even fall into the other stuff.
Oh.
I was talking to you about. Just don't worry about that. Okay, that's good. Everything is good. So.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I was thinking if you already have a flyer for the convocation, because I'm thinking sometimes when you're talking to somebody, they like visual.
Yeah.
You know, so if we have a flyer in hand and saying, you know, this holy convocation is coming up and, you know, something for them to visualize, you know, why asking them to put their head in the book, if that would help.
Absolutely. Great idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You mean? That's what I'm going to do.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to do exactly what you said. I'm not going to call no police, but I'm going. She ain't going to get up from this front door.
Uh-uh.
She better not come on my property.
No, not right down.
Mm-mm.
Okay. We ready to dismiss.
Okay, we're finna get ready to dismiss everyone. Did everyone get everything they needed? Well, you know what? Let me just go back over this. I'm sorry. I was just speaking out loud, you guys. Don't listen to me. We're gonna go back over things. This is our first church meeting of 2023. Open up by Apostle Deans in prayer. The agenda, we talked about Bishop William Davis as the Bishop of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, Life Support Outreach Church in the Prayer Room Ministry. Then we went to talk about the ad book, and they have everything have to be turned in the second week of February. And I'm gonna ask Zip about how much the color books will cost.
Or color ad. Like the cover page could be color, and maybe whoever was a color ad, you can ask about that price.
Yeah.
The color will be more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will be. Yeah, it will be. Let me see. And then we talked about the radio broadcast. Bishop, we were saying that I could ask and talk to Jay and see if I can do it every 2 weeks just to keep that spot open to see how much that would be. Yeah. Okay. And that's about it. Are there any more suggestions or comments or anything?
Okay.
Well, we're going to get ready to go off. Father, we just thank you for this first meeting of the year. Lord, we just give you praise and give you glory that it was successful meeting. And, Lord, that we understand each other and we all come together in unity, God. And we had a productive meeting. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory. Ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you on tonight. I bless your holy name, Father. I ask you now to cover them, God. Bless them now. Bless our bishop. In the name of Jesus, every prophetess that's on this line, God, cover and bless. We thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. You all are dismissed. Have a good rest of the night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen. You too.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.